is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome in to Trappers Warm-Up, a bit of an unconventional day for baseball today. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. We have a doubleheader here on this Saturday evening slash afternoon. First game starting here in about 10 minutes. And initially last night when I last signed off, I was under the impression that we were going to have 2 7-inning games that started from scratch. So yesterday's 5-0 score in the top of the third was going to be wiped from the slate completely. But that was not how things were presented this morning. So we will continue that game that we started yesterday. And so it will be 5-0, the Pilots leading it over your Pier Trappers. When we resume play, there are 2 outs in the top of the third inning for the Pilots when we pick that back up. So it'll be the remainder of this contest and then 30 minutes following the conclusion of this first game, we will have a full 9-inning contest after that. Coaches just had their meeting behind home plate. Now, I had a chance to catch up with Trappers coach Jamie Habiger to talk about this doubleheader today just a few moments ago. I'm now in the Hyde Stadium press box pregame here before game one of today's doubleheader with Trappers coach Jamie Habiger. Coach, the field surprisingly very playable today. It did not look that well when I left here yesterday. Most of the infield was underwater. How do we get from that to being where it looks pretty much like normal today?
Yeah, it's good. We were out here for a few hours this morning getting it ready. You know, we had a nice little lake out there at shortstop, but so far, you know what, the wind and the sun helped it out a lot, so it's good. It's actually better than it was before the game last night.
And so initially last night when we left the ballpark, we thought that it was going to be 2 7-inning doubleheaders with this game that was started last night being wiped clean. But that is not the case, so it'll be 5-0 in the top of the third. You guys will be down when we start this game. How does that change a mentality when you kind of like start a game already like trailing by five?
Well, it just puts a little more pressure on us at the plate. We got to be a little more aggressive. We can't wait around anymore. You know, we're a team that likes to wait around to the sixth or seventh and start hitting, so today we better get going early.
So the message was to be just more aggressive, and so you, rather than kind of looking at it as if it's 0-0, you kind of are like, all right, guys, like we got to be more aggressive in battle because we're down, start the game, basically.
Yeah. Message was be aggressive, have better approach, get on base, score some runs early.
And you got Sam Dineo on the mound. You actually coached him in high school, and he's just fresh out of high school. What is your overall report on Sam and just getting him here right out of school?
Yeah, you know what? It's great for him. It's good to be around these guys that can learn if he wants to actually play the game later on in life. These guys can teach him a lot. And, you know, he's had an outing against these guys. He threw 4 innings, allowed 2 runs. So he's a really good spot pitcher. Doesn't throw the hardest, doesn't have the greatest stuff, but he can hit his locations. And if he can do that against this team, I think we'll be all right.
And Tyler Traphagen, the new Trapper that's batting second, playing center field, you actually found him in Sioux Falls and you guys were there for the tournament. So tell me the story of how that came to be.
You know what? He's been wanting to be on the Trapper since last year. And with Gabby Arroyo going down, it opened up an outfield spot. He has sent me an email prior to getting down there. I sent him an email back, and he just happened to be there, and we talked in Sioux Falls and got him signed up, and he is now a Trapper. So I think he's going to be a valuable asset. I think he's got pretty good wheels in the outfield. He's an older guy. He can help a lot of these younger guys on the team, and he's got a good approach at the plate. From what you saw yesterday, you know, he had a hard line drive to opposite field right at that guy.
Unlucky,
but it was a good approach. Yeah.
The moral of the story for the offense, it feels like, so far this year. But going back to kind of what you said about Gabby Arroyo being injured, you have another injury now with Daniel Habb, who's been very, very good as of recent. Got hit with a bat in the hand on a backswing while he was behind the dish, and
out for the year now. So what do you do with that catcher spot going forward?
Yeah, you know, I talked to the two remaining catchers, and they're going to step up and go every other day, and we'll see from there. I might add another guy in a few weeks, but I've got faith in Garrett and Carson behind the plate that they can step up and go every other game.
All right, and so for the Would You Rather question for today, Coach, would you rather live 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future?
I would rather live 100 years in the past.
Okay.
Who knows what the future holds? Oh, boy, I know that 100 years ago in the past, things were pretty easy. So who knows? Things are getting a little rough in society. So hopefully out of the past would probably be where I'm at.
I'm with you on that, Coach. All right. Well, good luck today with this first game. See if the guys can battle back. And we'll probably talk to you after game one. And then, obviously, with it being 30 minutes between games, we don't have a pregame for game two. And we'll talk to you after game two as well. So good luck. And we'll talk to you later, Coach.
Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Hit well out to deep center field, back at the wall, and it is out of here. Goodbye home run, Anthony Barraza.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
And we are back here at Hyde Stadium. We went all the way through the national anthem with that pregame interview with Coach Habiger. Top of the third is where this one picks up, game one of this doubleheader. Last night's game was called right where we stand now with some heavy torrential downpours. You know, after last night when I left the stadium, I wasn't even sure if we were going to be able to get the game in today at all, get any of them in. But, you know, the field dried out pretty nicely overnight. And Coach Habiger, Coach Hollum, and a couple of the guys for both teams able to get the field into playing condition today, and it actually looks better today than it did yesterday before the game, because we had some rain before we started this game yesterday as well. So it is 5-0. Pilots lead. They put up all five runs in the first inning off of Jack Van Camp, but that is not who will be on the mound here for the Trappers when we pick up. It will be Sam Dineo. We're about ready to go here. Runner is on first. Two outs. Top of the third. Trappers going to need to battle back in this game if they want to try and win this one. Josiah Collado will lead it off. But I think we're trying to figure out the field umpire situation first. Because yesterday, if you recall, Nick Blessing was the field umpire, because we didn't have a spare, and he's going back out there again to be the field ump today. So shout out to Nick Blessing. He's injured right now, but he's going out there to be the field umpire. See if he can give some home cooking to your Trappers. Dineo on the mound, the right-hander, gets set. The first pitch, runner takes off, and that's popped up on the infield in foul ground. Trumpel cannot get there in time, so it'll be a foul ball. Some aggressive base running there right out of the gates. Joey Hayden just took off on the first pitch. Sam Dineo played high school ball, the same high school that Coach Jamie Habiger coaches at. And he just graduated high school as well, so the youngest on the team. The pick over gets away from Will Hoke and rolls all the way to the fence. That will allow for Hayden to take second. He's going to round second and head to third as well, and he is in at third safely. So after Hayden attempted to steal second base on the first pitch of the game, Dineo picks over to first, but the throw is wild, and that allows for Hayden to advance two bases. So now a runner just 90 feet away from scoring, two outs, top of the third. Collado at the plate. And the one pitch off speed taken for strike two. Good looking breaking ball there. Dineo wearing number 5 now, taking CJ Cumbo's uniform after CJ just left to take the road trip back home to New York. 0-2, breaking ball, bounce in the dirt. So a good idea there. The injury bug has really bit the team here over the last 3 weeks. Gabriel Arroyo had to leave and go home and rehab his shoulder. CJ Cumbo left this morning. The 1-2 pitch, another off speed that bounced as well, so the count 2-2. Daniel Habb, Trapper's catcher, who has been fantastic this year, especially as of late, broke his hand 2 nights ago, and he is going to be going home on July 2nd. 2-2 pitch, and taken for called strike three. So even though Joey Hayden advances from first to third on the wild pick over to first, Dineo able to pick up a strikeout of Josiah Collado, his first strikeout as a Trapper this summer. So it is 5-0 going to the bottom of the third. The Trappers looking to start something and get the offense rolling and try to cut into this deficit here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
And welcome back in to Hyde Stadium. 5-0 the score. Trappers batting for the first time today, facing that 5-run deficit after the game was called last night due to Mother Nature deciding to rain on our parade, resulting in our doubleheader we have today. Eric Lindberg playing right field will lead things off for the Trappers, followed by Jacob Griffin before it turns back over to the top of the order. And I can give you a refresher on the Trappers lineup. Jackson Mix leading things off. Tyler Traphagen, new Trapper. Hunter Brown, Will Hoke, Maddox Mueller, Carson Trumpold, Andrew Beavers, and then Eric Lindberg and Jacob Griffin, who are due up here in the bottom of the third. Coach Matty Holm of the Pilots going with the same starter as yesterday. Josh Lucas started last night, pitched the first 2 innings, just 33 pitches. And when I asked him before the game what he was rolling with, he said, "I'm throwing Josh Lucas back out there. He looked good. He was efficient. Didn't work that much. He can go back out there for this one." First pitch at the bottom of the third, a high fastball swung through by Eric Lindberg. It's the count 0-1. Lindberg, one of the new additions to the team. The 0-1 pitch, that one missed way upstairs. From Canada, goes to Westcliff University here in the States. The 1-1, that swung through and missed on a fastball. The count 1-2. Lindberg looks a little bit behind that Josh Lucas fastball. Lindberg batting 167 so far this year with the Trappers. The 1-2 and another fastball swung right through that one as well. 4 pitches, 3 swinging strikes on the fastball, and that is one out here in the bottom of the third. That brings up Jacob Griffin. Swings it from the left side. Draws his cross in the dirt. makes that big swipe with the left foot across that lefty batter's box before striding in there at the back corner of the box. First pitch, that one missed low. The count 1-0. Jacob Griffin, the team leader in RBI. Extra base hits, total bases. That one misses. Count 2-0. He's batting 273. He has two home runs this year as well. 2-0 pitch. That one missed. Ball three. Griffin in a very much hitter's friendly count here in his first at-bat of the game. I would assume we will see a take all the way here. 3-0 pitch from Lucas. We do see a take, and it misses high at the letters for ball four. Four-pitch walk after the strikeout. Puts a runner aboard as we transition things back to the top of the order. Jackson Mix.
Now,
0-for-1 in the game. The Trappers, no hits so far. And I know you're probably thinking, Ryan, the game just started. Well, I'm saying as well as last night in the first two innings of the game that were called. Now we have an actual field umpire trotting in there, so Nick Blessing has his duties relieved as the field umpire. Gets to go back to the dugout. First pitch to Jackson Mix, a fastball called a strike. He struck out in his first at-bat of the game last night. Got a runner aboard, though. A one pitch. That one missed low. Jacob Griffin getting a healthy lead over there at first and getting a good secondary. One of the points of emphasis for Coach Jamie Habiger and this team in their most recent team meeting. 1-1. There's a called strike two. Jackson is batting 217. Has six RBI this season, all of them with two outs. 1-2 pitch. Griffin takes off and misses outside. The throw down, not in time. So Griffin slides in safely, feet first into the bag. So a runner now in scoring position. He started the year 0-for-7 at the plate, but since then 5 for his last 17. So found something. As of recent, he has a runner in scoring position. 2-2 count. Lucas, the pitch. Swing and a miss. That fastball has been overpowering here in the first two batters of this half inning. So Jackson Mix goes down swinging. So now two away for Tyler Trapagan. This is his second at-bat in total with the team. Joined just yesterday, the wind picking up, as you can hear on that crowd mic. It's blowing pretty steadily out to center field. So hitters-friendly winds, but it's kind of changing up sporadically. Trapagan calls time before a pitch is thrown. Playing center field. And the first pitch, breaking ball taken for strike one. Had a conversation with Coach Jamie in Sioux Falls, and that's how he got Trapagan to come join the team. A one pitch off speed. That one stays outside and up. So the count 1-1. Batted 305 this past year at Ridgewater College in Minnesota. And the pitch chopped foul to the right side. He has a steady dose of contact, power, and speed. Obviously, that batting average, as I mentioned, up over 300 this past year. Five home runs as well, and four triples and six doubles. The 1-2 pitch, and a high fastball got him swinging through it. So the Trappers just could not catch up to that Josh Lucas fastball in the bottom of the third. So even after getting a walk and a stolen base, Jacob Griffin is stranded on second. So we remain 5-2 here. We'll take a quick pause and go to the top of the fourth. Sam DeNeo back out there for his second inning of work on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back in Hyde Stadium. Top of the fourth inning. 5-0 our score. Ryan Breeden here, sitting alone in the press box for now. I was supposed to have a guest right out of the gates here, but it would appear that Logan McKeever lied to me. He's like, Ryan, I'm going to join you right out of the gates, and I'll be up there for the first couple of innings because I want to be. And I was like, all right, sounds great, but I see Logan down there sitting to the left side of that dugout. Logan, you're forgetting something. You're supposed to be up here with me. Hey, it's all right. Sam DeNeo, first pitch of the inning, and that's an off-speed pitch taken for strike one. Tanner Thompson playing shortstop. And he has the most strikeouts on the team with 18. And he has that one shot up to second base on the infield. Jackson Mix is under it and makes an easy catch for the first out. So after that infield pop-up, that will bring up Tyler Wiltshire, batting ninth. Goes to Minot State. He actually was a member of the Trappers last year, back in 2020. Batted 247 with the team in 25 games. First pitch, off speed, stayed outside, so the count 1-0. Pilots leading it 5-0. The 1-0 pitch, and that one stayed outside as well. DeNeo, you know, it's not really his game to blow any of his stuff past you. It's more of a deception, pinpointing, trying to find the corners, using some movement on the off speed, and having more of that location. That one's hit to left field. Maddox Mueller on the move, lays out and makes the catch. Something that we have seen from him this entire year. He gets a fantastic first step almost every time. Got one there and laid out to make another fabulous grab. And you know what? Let's cue the Sports Center Top 10 music, Heather. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, thank you, Heather. I remember you said you had that loaded up for me. So after the nice catch from Maddox Mueller, it takes us back to the top of the order for Caleb Whitley. Whitley is not having himself a very good game. After you continue over to last night, he is 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. The count 1-0 in the pitch. That one's hit out to left field as well. Maddox Mueller has a beat on that one, ranging back near the track and makes the catch. So an easy, quick inning for Sam DeNeo. 3 pop-ups, one of them to second and 2 of them to left field for Maddox Mueller. And we are already headed to the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll take a quick break here and come back on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Back in here, Hyde Stadium, 5-0.
We're an American band.
Yes.
Just, you know me, if the song comes on, I got to guess it. Anyways.
I had no idea what the song was, but so there you go. John Hunt with me now here on the headset, able to make it work. Coming up here, even though usually our habit is come up for the bottom of the second inning, but it's not really the second inning. It's the bottom of the fourth after the craziness last night. And, you know, I already said this once on the air, but I wanted to get your take on it. I was shocked that the field looks as good as it does right now after yesterday.
I want to give Jamie Habecker, our coach, and all the guys on the Trappers big-time heads up for coming out here today, working on the field. The field looks better now, despite that deluge we had for about an hour and a half last night.
Yeah.
That flooded the field, flooded the streets around us. The field looks better than it did before game time yesterday.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. Hunter Brown squares to bunt and then pulls it back for a called strike. Hunter probably just looking to get aboard any way that he can on a little bit of a hitting slump, but it's not really his fault. At least that's what the numbers would dictate. Hunter just 4 for his last 40 at the plate. But after this pitch, I'll tell you why. It's kind of outlier. And there's a called strike two. Hunter, he's seen the most pitches on the team this year. He has the most quality at-bats on the team. He has the second most hard-hit balls on the team. The 0-2 pitch, off-speed, good take there in the dirt. But his batting average on balls put in play is just .229.
Yeah, he hits the ball on a button on a regular basis. It just seems to be right at guys. So that's got to change. You keep hitting the ball hard, they're going to find holes.
He gets unlucky. That one's hit up the middle right to the shortstop. Makes the play and throw to first in time. Tanner Thompson, an easy play there. And even that one, you know, that one's hit pretty well up the middle, just
the shortstop was playing over. Yeah, he was playing over toward second, which gave him the opportunity to make the play. If he's two steps toward third, he doesn't make that play.
Yep.
The ball gets through.
Now we've got Will Hoke there at the plate, 0-for-1.
Will Hoke has family in town today, as a matter of fact.
Does he?
Yeah, we had to hook him up with some tickets for his family in the ballpark today.
First pitch missed outside. We'll see if he can put on a show for the family.
Yeah,
I know Trevor
Seagraves'
family is here as well. I got to meet his dad last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice, man. The 1-0 pitch, that one missed low.
And with the pitcher on the mound for the Pilots, you do have to be patient with this guy. He'll give you two or three balls every at-bat. You just got to pick the right ones, just like every hitter.
Yep. 2-0 pitch. Fastball missed low. And he's shown, especially in that last inning that we saw from Lucas, that he's not afraid to challenge you with a fastball. Mm-hmm. He shows that he has a lot of confidence in that pitch, in the way that he presents it. He'll go right after you. He'll throw a high fastball and say, all right, try to hit it. And that's what he did last half inning. We get a called time here. Home plate umpire signaling that he's watching for something there.
Either that or to look at him before he goes into his motion. That might be what it was. Maybe he's trying to go too fast into his motion.
That could be. A 3-0. There's a fastball for a called strike.
Will even shook his head. Yes, he knew. But,
yep.
You know, unless it was his perfect pitch, he wasn't going to swing.
3-0, you have to be a really, really, really confident hitter to swing 3-0. The 3-1, that one's hit in the air out to left field. Barkenhagen on the move, backpedaling, and he almost lost it, but catches it while stumbling backwards on the track. looked like he had an easy read on it, but then kind of twisted his body.
He lost it in the sun
stumbled.
For a minute. I think that was the case. He looked up, and I could see him like turning his head. You know that look you get when, uh-oh, I lost it. And then he had to re-find it when he turned his back around, and he found it right at the edge of the warning track.
It was almost trouble, and, you know, I think why it was almost trouble is because that wind is blowing pretty well straight out, so it just carries anything that's hit in the air.
Exactly.
So it's two outs here. Maddox Mueller, first pitch, off speed, taken for a strike.
And again, these guys are taking that first pitch almost every time so far today.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm wondering is if the Pilots pitcher, since he pitched yesterday, how it's going to affect him.
Out to center field, the right center will camp up there and make the catch for the third out. Joey Hayden made that play. So a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Trappers. We are through four, and we will go to the top of the fifth. Pilots leading it 5-0 here. And John, are you going to go back downstairs? Are you going to stay
for another
half?
I'm not sure. I'm going to look at my sheet.
Okay.
And I might be
you
back.
You figure
for
out the prognosis.
The
maybe we'll have John Hunt.
I think I'll be here for the half inning.
Sounds great. So 5-0 our score going to the top of the fifth here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Welcome back in to Hyde Stadium. Oh, here we go. I got you. I had you muted. Yeah, you're perfect. You're perfect. There we go.
Slow Ride by Foghat.
We were just talking during this last commercial break. You kind of started playing a little bit of a game where you guess that song when Heather plays while coming back in.
The intro.
I'm going to have something similar to that. Heather's putting something together for me for the genre that I like. But then you were saying, Heather's trying to teach me some old music.
Feed him some like Led Zeppelin and some, you know, Ted Nugent.
I might have a chance to guess the artist for some of the older, like, classic rock and stuff like that, but I would not have a chance to name a lot of the song names.
Exactly. I want to remind fans before the hitter comes to the plate, which he's about to, that we do have the auction still continuing despite the rainout yesterday, and we do have fireworks going tonight. So the auction for the Gary Sinise Foundation on players' jerseys from the game a couple nights ago.
Alex Miller will lead it off for the Pilots. Top of the fifth, 5-0 the score. Sam Dineo had a quick 1-2-3 inning last time out there. First pitch, that one missed. You know, something that I've just noticed about Sam, because this is my first time watching him in person, because you got to see him
when
you were in Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
His release is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a shot put type of release, if I can say. You know, it's kind of out in front, if that makes sense. So it's a little bit deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it there on that fastball that was called a strike.
And as minute as he is, when that pitch leaves his hand, it jumps.
Yeah.
It has motion. I mean,
I'm not sure
what he's throwing, but he's throwing pretty hard for his size for sure.
Yeah, and his game, you know, he's not going to blow anything past you, but he has a good arsenal of stuff, I guess. You know, he's got some movement on his stuff, and he likes to paint corners.
Young Greg Maddux.
There you go. The 2-1 pitch,
off-speed,
cranked into right center field, but Trap Hagen camps on it and makes the catch while falling for the first out.
Trap, welcome to the Trap.
He's got some speed and some range, and this is what I was saying to you last night.
Mm-hmm.
With Trap Hagen and center field and Maddox Mueller in left field,
nothing.
There's not a lot of stuff that's going to get down out there from left, ranging all the way over to that right center field area.
And Tynan does a good job in the outfield as well. I'm not sure that he plays right much. I know we use Eric Lemberg over there a lot.
And Jacob Griffin as well. First pitch to Jalen Lees popped foul. I know that Eric out there in right field, he's probably feeling super, super relaxed and super comfortable. You know, he's saying, I've got the best outfield I could possibly have around me.
Exactly.
I don't have that much ground I have to cover. I can hang out here, you know, make some plays, leave some plays to Mr. Traphagen in center.
Yeah, he has some speed. He just showed it on that play. And good hops. I mean, he dove and slid for that ball.
Yep. Jalen Lee pops that one in foul ground. Trumbull lost it. It drifted out of play anyway. Jalen Lee leads the team in hits and extra base hits as well. He has 8 doubles. The next best on their team is 3.
He's a little bit smaller version of the Souris Valley first baseman.
Yes. Swings it from the left side as well rather than the right. And obviously Chris Monroe, who we were referring to, who leads the league in seriously every single offensive stat that matters.
And I told Matty Holum that we need to get him a Head and Shoulders commercial
yes.
for that hair.
1-2. That's
There's
it.
There's a drive
short.
Right to short. Oh.
And it bounces underneath the glove of Andrew Beavers and gets into center field. So that one will probably go down as an error
That's
there.
That's got to be an E6.
It looked like it just... I think that Mr. Beavers was expecting a little bit of a hop there into mm-hmm. the glove, and so it didn't really bounce, so it just kind of rolled right underneath that glove.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard. It's hard
and
to
he
play.
Tried to play it off the side. He didn't yep. step one more step over and bend down and played it straight forward. He tried to play it off his side to make the easier throw.
So Jalen Lee reaches on an E6, and I will bring up Isaac Becker. He walked and scored a run earlier in the game. Off-speed pitch, way out in front of that one.
Now, here's what I did see with Dineo on the mound in Sioux Falls. He got himself out of a couple of jams with double play balls.
Yep, he had some. From what I heard, he was able to pitch out of jams. He mm-hmm. had some good defense behind him.
Yes. So here we could use one right now.
A one pitch, that one missed low and outside. Very much is one of those pitch-to-contact mm-hmm. pitchers, you know. Rely on the defense around you, get ground balls, get weak pop-ups. Not going to strike out a lot of batters, and that's okay. You know, that's kind of, that's just very much a style. The 1-1 hit on the ground. There's your ground ball. Beavers field, and now it goes underneath the glove again.
That was your double play ball.
Jalen Lee advances to third. The throw to third is not in time. Andrew Beavers, you know, he had the range to his right for that one. He just had one go underneath his glove a batter ago. Had the range to his right, and it looked like that one just stayed under the glove once again.
Yeah, we talked about Dineo, you know, pitching ground balls.
Yep.
That was the perfect double play ball. Hit to the shortstop, little flip to second, little flip to first, out of the inning. But unfortunately didn't work, and now we got runners on first and third.
So Dineo has pitched 2 ground balls here in a row to back-to-back batters, but neither of them able to be fielded cleanly. That brings up Micah Barkenhagen. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI base hit in the first. First pitch, that one missed. Looked good. I think that one missed.
Maybe a touch inside.
A little bit inside.
Because it was right across the letters.
Yep. He leads the team in home runs with 3, 2 of them coming in the same game against the Trappers here at Hyde Stadium. 1-0 pitch, that one stayed just a bit high, so the count 2-0.
And again, it's the early game of a doubleheader. You get 2 for the price of 1, so you can come on out to the ballpark now
anytime
and catch both games and get some fireworks tonight.
And it's only 30 minutes between games, so it's not like you're waiting for that
time
long
to eat
between
dinner.
Games either.
Go down and have some concessions.
Exactly.
A couple adult beverages.
2-0 pitch, runner takes off, and that one's hit well out to left field. Max Mueller on the move, back at the track, and he goes over his head as he stumbles down to the wall. That will be extra bases. 2 runs will score easily. Barkenhagen is rounding second, cruising to third. He is going to hold up at third, and that is a 2-RBI triple. There's that wind again that we were talking about, blowing profusely straight out. And that's what it did there. Maddox Mueller, it just kept ranging back, and he stumbled and hit off that wall.
And you got to feel bad for Dineo, you know, his first outing in Hyde Stadium. That's 2 unearned runs for Dineo. The triple was clean. I mean, he hit that ball hard. It would have been a heck of a play on the warning track to make it. And the wind is blowing hard once you get out
there. Now Joey Hayden hits that one high in the air to center field. We'll see if Traphagen can make a throw home. The runner tags the throw. That will not
cut
be in time.
Man.
So it's cut off there at second by Jackson Mix. And that is a sacrifice fly RBI for Joey Hayden. And that makes it 8-0.
Yeah, 8 runs on 4 hits and 3 errors.
You know, that first inning of the game, ranging back, dating back to last night, had some control issues early on from Jack Van Camp, which we've kind of seen has happened to him in his last three outings. It wasn't like they were earning him.
I meant to talk to Jamie, Coach Habecker, about using that premier pitcher or the first guy.
Yes. Off-speed pitch misses to Josiah Collado. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI. Has struck out once.
Because, you get Jack past that second inning, he's gold.
Exactly right. That one bounced for ball two. So now if you're Sam Dineo, you have to try and dial back in. You did what you could do early on in this inning. You got a quick out number one and then two ground balls that just got through the infielders. And then all of them are driven in. 2-0 pitch, that one missed low as well.
And the other thing for Dineo is to eat innings.
Yes.
To eat innings in a game like this
exactly
is important
correct.
Because of the way the pitching staffs at this level work. You have pitch count limits every week. You have, you don't want guys throwing their arm out in summer ball. You're careful with these guys.
3-0 pitch, and that one is a called strike.
And so for that reason, even if the Trappers don't come back and win this ball game, the fact if he can just get work in, work on his pitches, and eat some innings. That
3-1
helps.
Nubbed foul, so 3-2 now.
It helps the Trappers over the rest of the homestand.
Yes, and Coach Jamie is not really worried about his starting pitching situation because he has them kind of on a short leash now. He's started to find a system. He has enough guys. He wants them to maybe go 5 innings maximum unless they are like really, really dealing. The 3-2 pitch roped out to left center field, actually ranged into center field. And Trap Head
ranges
out.
Oh, my.
Make the catch. There's, cue the music. Cue the music, Heather. Cue it.
That is, if you're keeping score at home, you put a star next to that one in the scorebook. He was fully extended, diving, and made a tremendous play. That's two good plays in the last
game.
Welcome to the trap, Trap Hagen.
So a fantastic play to end the top of the fifth. The Pilots put up 3 runs, though, on that 2 RBI triple from Micah Barkenhagen, and then a sacrifice fly. One batter later, Trapper's offense needs to get the bats rolling here for the bottom of the fifth. 8-0 to score on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Welcome back in High Stadium here in the press box. Ryan Breeden. I had John Hunt for the last inning, and I'm back to a solo crew now. 8-0 the score. The Pilots leading it over your Trappers. About to get started in the bottom of the fifth. We'll have Carson Trumpold leading things off for the Trappers.
There we go.
Followed by Andrew Beavers and Eric Lindberg.
They're clapping over there, too. They saw it.
Yeah. About ready here. We had a little bit of a conversation between the Pilot starter, Josh Lucas, and the home plate umpire before they started this half inning. I think maybe trying to tell him, his tempo needs to slow down a little bit. He's been in a groove. That much has been very noticeable. Has not yet given up a hit. Here as we go to the bottom of the fifth. So a bit of a no-hitter working through 4. First pitch to Trumpold. There's a called strike. And I'm not sure how Coach Jamie would feel about the approach early on in this game, if you include what has just happened these last couple of innings, with taking a first pitch strike on most of these at-bats. And that one misses high for ball 1. Now I've got Logan McKeever up here with the headset. I'll have him put that on, and we'll unmute you. Logan, for a little while, I thought you weren't coming. I thought you forgot about me.
No, I was just looking for a good time. I know self-esteem is kind of down right now, so I just wanted to be in there for the boys.
Yep. So what's the emotions and the attitude like in the dugout?
Well, it's kind of hard to get a good idea of the game, especially when you already started, like, half in, half out.
Yeah.
So it's, like, kind of, like, down right now.
1-2 pitch, fouled off straight back. You know, because that was something I asked Coach Jamie about before the game. You're going into a game, basically, you're saying, all right, you're playing a 7-inning game, but you're down 5 runs right at the start of the game. How do you get over that?
It's hard, too, but the most important thing we can do is just keep playing. I mean, baseball's an interesting game. Anything can happen.
1-2 off speed, rung him up for strike 3, and I think that Carson knew it there, immediately walking back to the dugout after that one dropped in, fooled him. So I'll bring up Andrew Beavers. Trapper's still looking for that first hit here in the game that extends back to last night. 8 runs on 4 hits for the Pilots. You know, it's not like they're hitting the cover off the ball. They're just taking advantage of the free pass, a couple of errors. First pitch to Beavers, missed high. Like that last half inning we had, for example, you know, for Sam DiNeo. He got a couple of ground balls, but just took some bounces, I guess, rolled underneath the glove of Andrew Beavers a couple of times, and they ended up taking advantage of that.
Yeah, that's just baseball.
Yep.
I mean, that stuff happens all the time, and great job from Sam, especially as a young guy. He comes in there, and errors happen. I know that can be frustrating as a vet pitcher, but he just did a great job of just keep throwing.
So the count 1-1, and the pitch off speed taken for strike 2. So you're starting here in game 2,
yes,
right?
I am.
So what's the approach? What's the mentality facing this Pilots lineup for you?
My approach is just I've struggled a lot of this. It's get ahead, stay ahead, and win it.
Buckled him again. So another strike 3 taken there from Andrew Beavers. Back-to-back strikeouts looking. That'll bring up Eric Lindberg. You saw Coach Jamie Haviger shaking his head there, you know, before the game talking about, I want the guys to be aggressive. I don't want a lot of taken strikes. First pitch to Lindberg, swung on and fouled off.
It just seems the complete opposite of what our game plan was. It was to be aggressive and just let loose, and it just seems like we're just timid still at the plate, watching too many pitches, and we just all of a sudden, like, we're all talking about this pitcher like we faced him before. I mean, mm-hmm. We hit against him.
Yep.
It's just a matter of fact, if like we show up there with confidence, instead it's just no confidence right now.
And a lot of these guys on the team are very young, so still trying to find that confidence. And a lot of that is the reason that these guys are here, you know, to try and gain that confidence and get the experience. That one's fouled off, so the count 1-2.
This especially for me, I'm going to be a sophomore on the field. I don't have a whole lot of experience on the field lately, but I'm just trying to take advantage of the opportunities that I'm getting.
Yep. Lucas gets set, the 1-2 pitch, and hit on the ground to first, and it gets through the legs of Jalen Lee for a, I guess we might call that a base hit, I don't know.
Let's see what we score.
It depends. Do you rule out an error? Do you rule it a hit?
Yeah, the no-hitter's gone.
I think we're going to give that one a hit, so that will break up the no-hitter. So finally, the Trappers in that hit column. It was hit hard through that. First base side, Jalen Lee didn't even have time to really try and get down on it. Just went right through his legs before he even knew it was coming.
See, this is the kind of thing that you need, especially when you look up at the scoreboard and you see a 0 in your hit column and 3
yeah.
errors. You just need that one spark, and that could be it.
We'll see if the spark has been lit here. Jacob Griffin, first pitch, that one missed. And it rolls away, and so Lindberg will late take off to second, and he gets in there anyway. You know, he took off like 3 to 4 seconds after that ball skipped past the catcher, and he still made it in without a throw.
And this is how it starts.
We'll see if Jacob Griffin can drive in a run here. He leads the team in RBI with 14. This would be a good time for one right now. 1-0 pitch, that's hit on the ground to second. Will be fielded cleanly, and the throw to first is in time. So, not this half inning. But they do get a runner aboard and into scoring position. Jacob Griffin grounds out to second. to end the inning. And we will go to the top of the sixth inning. Pilots leading it 8-0. Sam Denae will come back out for his fourth inning, actually, out there. Here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in here, Hyde Stadium, 8-0 our score. Ryan Breeden, Logan McKeever next to me here in the press box. I've had you up here before.
Yeah.
This is like your second, third time up here? You were up here early on in the year, very early in the year, I remember.
I think this would be the fourth time I've been up in this booth.
Okay.
But I've been up in Minot, I think twice? Once in Minot?
Maybe I think
twice.
Once. It's been a decent amount of times.
Yeah, plenty. I know there's a bunch of guys that want to be up here and all that stuff.
It's fun. I like having the guys that want to come up here.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have all been pretty good up here, too. First pitch, that's it, to short, and Beavers snags it out of the air. A nice catch there from Andrew Beavers, getting airborne and snagged that one. Made it look easy. Used the reflexes. So one quick out here. And there you go. Sam Denae is a contact pitcher for sure.
Oh yeah,
able to have the defense work for him on that one,
especially having a guy that comes in and throws yesterday like Jack can come in there and bump high sevens, low eights, and even mid eights, goes in there,
first pitch called to strike to Tyler Wiltshire,
and then you have him, he comes in there mid 70s, just throws it in there off timing. It's all about off timing here.
Yep. Wiltshire 0-2, third baseman. That one's hit foul near the Trapper's dugout, so the count 0-2. Nice day for baseball here. It's not hot like it had been for the last 2 days that we had baseball here. 75 degrees, 20-mile-an-hour winds. That one's hit out to second, and Jackson Mix can't get up there, so that'll get down for a base hit.
Contact pitcher.
Weak contact, too. Didn't hit it well.
I know.
Just found some green grass. Something that it feels like this Trappers team has not been able to do. You know, find green grass when they put the ball in play.
Oh, yeah.
Just an unlucky team, I feel like, when it comes to finding the holes and finding the green grass.
I know in Minot, when we hit, like, long foul balls, they would even get to the long foul balls. Like, they weren't hanging up. They were just playing as well.
Yep.
And it just seems like we couldn't even get a foul ball to go our way.
And that's a called strike. We're back to the top of the order. Runner on first. Caleb Whitley 0-3 with two strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. And that one just missed. It looked good.
Yeah, I thought it looked good. It was a great pitcher's pitch, but, you know.
That's a good ground ball pitch, too.
That's a perfect ground ball pitch to Will. Go over there, take it with you, and then you get Sam to cover the bag for you.
The 1-1. That's hit out to left field. Maddox Mueller backpedaling and makes the catch for the second out.
See, ball doesn't lie. Ball doesn't lie.
Ball doesn't lie. What do you think of this duo in left field and center field of Maddox Mueller and Tyler Trapagan?
I've talked to Trap a few times recently, and I love the energy he brings. So does Maddox. Maddox brings a positive energy. And then Eric, even in right field, he even brings positive energy, and I love it.
Those two guys out there, both really fast, have a fantastic glove, great first step, can cover a lot of ground, and that one's hit foul to the right side.
And
the perfect thing is they all have different qualities. Like Maddox, he's a five-tool guy. Seems like Trapp, he's got a great bat, great glove. Not much of an arm, but he's got the arm.
Yeah.
And then he's got the speed.
Yeah.
And the reads. Eric has a good bat when it gets on.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
So the count 0-1 and the pitch. And that one's hit to the right side and foul.
Shout out to Jordan Luttmer over here.
Oh, my gosh.
He told me to do it.
Jordan, that's a shame. The assistant Gia runs around every game. The 0-2 pitch, and that one hit him on the elbow. So Dineo had a 0-2 count, looking to get out of the inning, but loses Alex Miller on a hit-by-pitch.
That extends
the inning for Jalen Lee.
That's a coach's pet peeve. Pet peeve. 0-2 count, and you either hit him or walk him.
Just throw away an opportunity to get an out, and now you have to face Jalen Lee. He's 0-2, but he scored 2 runs in this game. Leads the team in RBI and total bases and hits. So the hitter that has been doing the most damage at the plate for the Pilots. First pitch taken for a strike. Goes to Mid-Atlantic Christian, just like a lot of the guys in this lineup. 4 of them. Taneo's 0-1 pitch. That one missed outside. So all the ones at Mid-Atlantic Christian, college teammates with Drew Copeland, one of our fellow trappers.
Oh, yeah. Love Drew.
He's been out for a while, though.
Yeah.
That elbow.
I'm ready to see him get back out there. He's done his time. He's been patient. I'm just ready for him to get his opportunity.
1-1 off speed, lifted into right field. Lindberg is there, and he makes the catch for the third out. So a good job from Dineo to get a big out number 3 on a big bat from Jalen Lee. So we will go to the bottom of the 6th. Pilots leading 8-0 over your Trappers here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back in Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here. Logan McKeever alongside me. Bottom of the 6th. 8-0 the score. The Pilots leading it over your Trappers. Josh Lucas, the starter for the Pilots, has been fantastic, giving up just 1 hit in 5 innings. That hit coming from Eric Lindberg in the last inning. Jackson Mix will lead things off, followed by Tyler Trapagan. And so, Logan, have you enjoyed your time here in Pier?
I've absolutely loved it. It honestly feels like home to me now. Like, I feel like it's going to be weird heading back to Alabama.
And so, you're heading back in the next coming days to head back.
After this home series, I'm going to stay an extra day and enjoy the time with my host family because they've been absolutely special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just make my mark with them and make sure that they know that I'm here for them.
First pitch to Jackson Mix, misses outside.
And then I'm going to head out the very next day and then either fly into Atlanta or Mobile, one of the two.
Just the count 1-0 to Jackson Mix, and the pitch fouled off. So you mentioned how much you love it here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to miss the most?
Honestly, I'm so used to the small town life, and this small town just gets to me. It just makes me feel at home. Especially my host family. The host family, I feel like, is the most important thing to me because
mm-hmm.
they've just been so amazing to me. And then, of course, Jordan.
So the count 2-1 is that one missed upstairs.
Jordan, the interns, John, all of them. All of them has just been amazing to me.
2-1 pitch, that one stayed high for ball three.
So definitely the people are the most important thing to me.
A great bond between everyone on the team.
Especially. But these guys, they're all special people.
3-1 pitch missed for ball four, so a leadoff walk. It's a good way to try and get something started.
They're all great people. They're all going to do great things. I just can't wait to see them just...
It's unfortunate that we've had to have some guys that have had to leave early with injuries, with other stuff like that. You know, you're leaving soon. Daniel Habb is going to be leaving pretty much the same time that you are. Mm-hmm. CJ Cumbo left this morning to head back home, and Gabriel Arroyo had to leave yesterday.
You know, it was just emotional having to talk to Gabby the other day and CJ yesterday, and I know it's going to be heartbreaking to talk to all these guys when I have to leave.
First pitch to Trapagan, missed inside.
I don't know about if they're going to feel bad for me, but I'm going to feel bad for them.
Yes, without a doubt.
I might shed a few tears.
I think that we all might. The 1-0 pitch, missed high. Lucas gone a little bit wild here. First two batters of this sixth inning.
I'm telling you, once you see that zero go away and you have that one in the column or a crooked number, I promise you everything's going to start clicking right here.
2-0 pitch. That one missed.
That's seven straight. No.
Ball three. 7 of 8. It was a 5-pitch walk to Jackson Mix and the 3-0 pitch, and that one missed outside for ball four.
And here he comes out there.
Yeah, I think Coach Matty Holm might have a mound visit now after back-to-back walks to start out the inning. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, and I coached last summer, so I learned a lot. Coaches will come out there, especially when they see another team having more of a tempo. But everything starts clicking for them. You got to slow them down. Just, like, give your pitcher a second to breathe, relax, figure it out.
Yep.
No, especially as a coach, I hate talking to them about, like, how they're doing. It's just like, hey, take a deep breath. Just slow yourself down. Just find the tempo. Tempo is a very important thing in this game. And I just know certain coaches just come out there and just, like, you're flying off all over the ball.
Yep.
Just calm down.
Josh Lucas, 85 pitches.
Now, batting for the Trappers, the third baseman.
That brings up Hunter Brown. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout in this game. Has a great opportunity here to spark a rally and cut back into this thing. First pitch, that one missed.
Now, Hunter was telling us, he was like, hey, this kid does get wild. Now, this was the inning that he did have three straight strikeouts, but it just goes to show that he is going to get wild.
1-0, and that one missed way upstairs for ball two.
Let's see if they move anybody over there in their bullpen, if they're going to get anybody to start moving.
Pretty quickly, I would have to imagine. The Brown calls time. Yep, we're already about to have some action down there in the bullpen.
Yeah, he's dropping this stuff.
In a hurry. The 2-0 there, that one missed outside. Ball three. So two walks to start out the inning, and then three straight balls to Hunter Brown.
And the man on deck is a very dangerous man, Will Hawk. I can't wait to see him.
A 3-0, there's a called strike. Smart take there.
Yeah, you're not going to swing 3-0, especially when you walk the first two guys.
Lucas, the 3-1 pitch. Fouled back 3-2, a big hack there.
Great hack.
He'll take his walk back around to that right-handed batter's box. Count 3-2, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth, and the pitch missed for ball four. Bases loaded, nobody out.
This is the man you want to have on the plate. I know he's been, like, he's talked to me about his slump and everything, but I just know he's just going to need that one knock, that one swing. He's going to feel it, and he's going to stay connected, and he's going to break out in a big way.
golden opportunity here for Will Hoke. Bases loaded, nobody out. He's 0 for his last 13, but a chance here. First pitch fouled off.
He's aggressive. I like it.
Aggressive mentality. He leads the team in hard hit balls with 18.
Oh, yeah.
So he puts the ball in play. The ball in play here would probably score at least one.
Two, for sure.
A one pitch missed up and outside. He's also patient.
He is very patient. He has a good idea of his own strike zone. He doesn't want to chase certain pitches. He has a great swing. He hits a lot of balls hard, like you said. But
second on the team in walks. 1-1. There's a called strike. Fastball there.
He hasn't caught a break recently.
Yep.
Beginning of the season, it was all him, and then now it's just been like everything he hits hard is caught, dope, dive for, snagged, everywhere.
The 1-2. Fouled off, staying alive. Had to shorten up the swing there. One and two count, bases loaded, nobody out for the Trappers. The 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground, right back to the pitcher who makes the play for one, and that gets by Jalen Lee at first. One run will score, and Will Hoke will advance to second. Hunter Brown goes to third, so you know, initially it looked unlucky there, but going right back to Lucas, who made the force out at home, but then the throw to first got away. That allowed for a run to score.
They got me a little excited whenever that ball got away. Hey, you did say one will score.
There you go. Now Maddox Mueller.
This man is also looking to break through in a big way.
Yes. 0 for 2 in the game. Two runners in scoring position, one out. First pitch, missed high. It's the count 1-0. And the pitch, that missed for ball 2. Carson Trumpold on deck, followed by Andrew Beavers.
I can hear Trevor down there yelling.
2-0 pitch. There's a called strike. And the 2-1 fouled off, so we count 2-2. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life, so please buckle up. Big pitch upcoming here. Josh Lucas. Maddox Mueller will step out, though, quickly.
That was bottom six.
The 2-2 pitch. Off speed, swing, and a miss. And the snap back to second and the tag, and they got him at third. Oh, man, Hunter Brown was off of the bag at third, and so just a quick snap down there, and so a strike-em-out, throw-em-out situation, and that ends the inning. Coach Jamie Haviger having a conversation with the field umpire, not happy about that one. There's no review, though, here in this league, so there's nothing you can do to even overturn it.
The only thing you can do is just ask Matt Nadelfight for his view, but he had no view. Too bad the field umpire did not have a good view.
That ends the innings. The Trappers strand a couple in scoring position. Logan, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Now I got to start getting ready.
Okay, go get ready. The starter for tonight's game, for game 2. So 8-1 the score. The Trappers strike them out, throw them out to, unfortunately, end the bottom of the sixth. We'll take a quick break and go to the seventh on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments. When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win four tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Homes, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop. Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back in Hyde Stadium here, just a little bit underway here in the top of the seventh. The count is 2-2 as we get started, and we'll have a quick conversation right away between home plate umpire and coach Matty Holum.
No, it can be a ball three.
We're trying to figure out, I think, what the situation here is with this at-bat. I was checking out my YouTube stream to try and make sure that it is working, because I've had some issues, but I think that we're back and ready to go now. All right, we've got
the,
John Hunt.
The
John
actual
take over
call
for
on that ball three, it's 3-2, was the hitter stuck his tail out. He stuck his butt out, and he intentionally got hit, so they called it a ball rather than a hit by pitch on that foul ball.
John, you can take over.
Oh, you're going to make me keep it for a minute?
Take it for just a minute, because I'm trying to fix the live stream here.
I was just informing everybody, because I know people were confused. Even up here in the booth, what had happened, the hitter leaned backward and stuck his tail out and got hit by the ball. And so the umpire said it was just a ball, not hit by batsman. But the next pitch is in the dirt by Dineo for ball four. 8-1, your Trappers. Nobody out here in the top half of the seventh.
I was having some stream issues, John, just the technology, but we got it fixed.
Are you back?
We're back on the air for our viewers now.
Well, then I'll let you take it back. We just, it is a little tag team here.
Yes, it's perfect. You know, you have someone who has some play-by-play experience like John does for all those years. He can step in and take over for me while I'm trying to do other things. I'll take my position back in my normal play-by-play chair. So that Micah Barkenhagen up there now with a runner on first, the count 1-0. And we'll keep monitoring the YouTube stream for everyone who's watching. We'll keep monitoring it. It was frozen earlier, but, you know, I think we have it fixed now for those that are watching it on the YouTube Live. Otherwise, for my audience that is on River 92.7 listening to us either on the radio or on the website, thanks for being here and continuing to listen. The pick over to first. Nothing doing there from Sam Dineo. Micah Barkenhagen two for three with three RBI. It was an RBI single and a two RBI triple off the wall in left field in his last at-bat. He has a runner aboard here. Top of the seventh, 8-1 the score. A big swing and a miss on the off-speed up in the zone. Barkenhagen could not resist it, but could not put the bat to the ball. Barkenhagen is college teammates with Trevor Seagraves, Caleb Hay, Jacob Griffin of your Trappers, so they know him well. He has a lot of power. 1-1 off speed that drops in there for a strike. So the count 1-2 to the number 5 hitter in the lineup, Micah Barkenhagen. Runner aboard after a leadoff walk. Dineo, the 1-2, bounced it. Good idea with that one. Dineo here in this game, 56 pitches, 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, but none of them were earned. 2-2, that's roped down the left field line. That will stay fair for extra bases. So another hit for Barkenhagen, and they're going to send him around third to try and score. The throw in is cut off, and that's an easy RBI double from Micah Barkenhagen. Drives in Isaac Becker, so his third hit and fourth RBI of the game. Barkenhagen doing some damage. Responsible for half of the production in this entire Pilots lineup in this game. Just crushed it down the left field line on that one. So it is 9-1. Runner on second base, Joey Hayden. The lefty, Joey Hayden. 0-1. A run scored. 2 RBI, though. Sacrifice fly. That one's popped up into center field. Trap Hagen camps under it, makes the catch, and no tag there at second. And so for my YouTube Live, thanks for sticking with us while the video feed cut out. So what happened in the bottom of the sixth for the Trappers to score, they had bases loaded, nobody out, and Will Hoke hit one on the ground to the pitcher. And the throw home was in time for the force at home. But the throw down to first skipped away from the Pilots' first baseman, Jalen Lee, and that allowed for a runner to score on the throwing error. And it was Tyler Trapphagen who scored that run for the Trappers. One out here. Runner on second. First pitch swinging. Swing and a miss there from Collado, who is 1-3. An RBI to his credit as well. 9 runs on 6 hits for the Pilots. 1 run on 1 hit for the Trappers. The 0-1 off speed taken at the shins. So the count 1-1 now. The player of the game so far in this one is the Pilots' Micah Barkenhagen. He is on second base. He just drove in a run on an RBI double. The 1-1 pitch, that one missed. And Micah Barkenhagen, as it stands currently, has 3 legs of the cycle. He has a base hit, there's an RBI single, a 2 RBI triple, and an RBI double. He's just missing that home run, which is the hardest one of the 4 to get. Although that is arguable, you know, maybe a triple might be harder than a home run. Picked back to second base, but not in time there. 2-1 count. Josiah Collado, the catcher. He made a heads-up play to end the bottom of the sixth inning. After getting a strikeout swinging of Maddox Mueller, he snapped back to third and got Hunter Brown picked off the bag at third base for the final out of the inning. And after that one skipped in the dirt for ball 3, Carson Trumpold will call time and go out and chat with his pitcher, Sam Dineo. The youngest Trapper on this team, just graduated high school, has not even played a single inning of college baseball yet. Here to test the waters, see, you know, if he wants to do this at the next level. A product of Coach Jamie, actually. In high school, he was coached by Coach Jamie. Joined the team ahead of that trip to Sioux Falls. 3-1 pitch missed outside for ball four. So now runners on first and second. That'll bring up Tanner Thompson, but first we'll have a quick called time for a mound visit. Coach Jamie will go out there and have a talk with Sam Dineo. Top of the seventh, one out. 9-1 our score. Pilots leading it over your Trappers. Runners on first and second. Dineo has thrown 64 pitches. 3 hits, 4 runs, 1 earned run. A strikeout and 2 walks. And if this game holds at the score that it is currently at, the losing pitcher in this game will not be Sam Dineo. It will be Jack Van Camp from last night. And so we're going to have a pitching change. That will be it for Sam Dineo. 3 2/3 innings. And that line that I just gave you a moment ago. We'll have a new pitcher, Brady Glynn, for your Trappers. Let's take a quick break while Mr. Glynn, the lefty, warms up there. And we will come back here in Hyde Stadium on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Welcome back in Hyde Stadium. Brady Glynn, our new pitcher, still trying to figure out what is exactly going on with my YouTube live stream because it keeps wanting to cut in and out so you guys can listen right now on the YouTube live, but I know you can't see anything. Frustrating, but you know, it's 9-1 right now. We have a pitching change. Brady Glynn, the new pitcher, the lefty, and he's most likely going to finish this game out the rest of the way. If these two runs that are on base were to score, the Trappers would be in a situation where they have to score in the bottom of the seventh. Otherwise, we have a run rule situation. So we're ready to go here. Brady Glynn, Sam Dineo's day on the mound is over. Runners on first and second. And the pitch, there's a called strike. So the count 0-1. Thank you to the YouTube Live, Ms. Tracy Miller. Yes, I'm working on it. I don't know, it's technology. That one's roped to center field. Trap Hagen on the move and makes the catch on the run for the second out. The throw to second, though, not in time to double him off. It was hit on a line by Tanner Thompson.
Now, batting to the pilots, the third baseman.
So two outs now here. Now will be Tyler Wiltshire. We've got John Hunt joining me here.
I came to give you a report on Sam Dineo.
Okay.
He came out of the game. He tried to pitch through, but he has a severe muscle pull right now. So the trainer from Avera is down there in the dugout working with him just to try to see where that muscle pull is, what the issue is. But Sam had to come out of the game due to a muscle pull. He was trying to keep going, probably three or four pitches more than he should have, you know, and then finally he told coach that, yeah, I got to come out. So hopefully he'll be okay, but that's the status of our starting pitcher.
Thank you for that. Appreciate the update there. So Sam Denea working on a bit of a muscle pull. And there is a called strike. So the count 0-1, runners on first and second. Brady Glynn came into this game and got a quick out number two. And the pitch popped up on the infield. Who will get under there? Will Hoke, the first baseman, makes the underhanded breadbasket catch for the third out of the inning. So we will go to the bottom of the seventh now. We will keep it here for the seventh inning stretch. 9-1 our score. The Pilots lead it on the voice of the Trappers. River 92-7. Let's keep it here, though. I'll be quiet. So there was the seventh inning stretch. 9-1 our score. John Hunt doing a great job as usual with that. Trapper's offense needs to really get working here. Just one hit so far in this game, and it came from Eric Lindberg back in the fifth inning. Trapper scored a run in the sixth, but you know, it was only thanks to a couple of walks to start out the inning, and it was bases loaded, nobody out. Let me turn that crowd mic back down. Jackson Lucas is back on the mound. It will be Carson Trumpold.
Number 28, Carson Trumpold.
Carson Trumpold leading things off now. My apologies if I'm a little bit preoccupied trying to get my stream to work, which it is not wanting to whatsoever. Gotta love technology, right? There's a called strike. In the 0-1 pitch, and a called strike two. Back-to-back fastballs taken there from the Trapper's catcher. Down on the count, 0-2. Lucas, the 0-2 pitch, that one bounced. Trumpled 0-2 with a strikeout. And the 1-2 pitch, that one's fouled off over here to the right side, and it bounces off the roof of the press box where I am sitting. Lucas gets set, the 1-2 pitch incoming. Hit on the ground to third, fielded on a hop. The throw on the run is in time. So one out here. After the ground out from Carson Trumpold to start out the top, bottom of the seventh, rather. And that will bring up Andrew Beavers, 0-2 with two strikeouts so far in this game. Beavers has been just a singles machine this year. 10 of his 11 hits are base hits. First pitch swinging, though, they're on a fastball, so the count 0-1. Lucas, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. It was a half-hearted swing there on an off-speed, had him a little bit fooled. Beavers will stride back in, down in the count 0-2, looking to avoid going down on strikes for the third time. 0-2 pitch, fouled off the fence, and it ricochets back into play. The count remains 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch, off speed, taken, and it missed. So the count 1-2 now. Lucas, the 1-2 pitch, that's hit in the air out to center field. Camping under that, and the catch is made out there by Whitley for the second out. Trappers quickly two away here. 9-1 the score. Pilots leading it over your Trappers. Eric Lindberg, 1-2, the only hit of the game, has the German walk-up song. And the pitch, check swing, and he went around for strike one. Lucas, the 0-1 pitch, and that one missed high, so the count 1-1. And as a reminder again, this game one of today's doubleheader. So after the conclusion of this game, we'll have 30 minutes between the games. There's a called strike on a fastball. We will have 30 minutes between games, and then we will have a 9-inning contest at the conclusion of this one. 1-2, swing and a miss, off speed, got him way out in front. Some frustration there. You know, the Trappers offense has just looked out of sorts pretty much this entire game. So we are through 7 innings of play, and we will go to the top of the 8th, 9-1, our score here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back in here, Hyde Stadium. Top of the 8th inning. 9-1 the score. Pilots leading it over your Trappers. And again, my apologies for being a little bit preoccupied. You know, I've got some connectivity issues with the live stream, so I've been a little bit preoccupied with that in the late innings of this game. Caleb Whitley will lead it off. in the top of the eighth inning. He is 0 for 4 with two strikeouts, and there's a called strike. The lefty, Brady Glynn, that one pitch, that one's fouled off. It's the count now, 0-2. And the pitch, that one off speed, that missed. It's the count 1-2 now. Ryan Breeden up here. The 1-2 pitch from Brady Glynn. That one bounced. So 2-2 now. The Trappers, if they were to fall in this game, would fall to 7-19. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So Whitley goes down on strikes for the third time in 5 at-bats here in this game. So one out here, leadoff man in the top of the eighth. And now that will bring us back to the number 2 hitter in the order, Alex Miller. He is 1-for-3 with a run scored. Nobody aboard here. First pitch bounced, ball 1. So I'll have a quick post game after this one is over with a interview from Coach Jamie. And then we'll start pretty shortly after that. And that one's hit over there to shallow right field. Actually, it's second baseman Jackson Mix will camp under it and make the catch for the second out. So Brady Glynn has been pretty good, you know, since coming in here in relief of Sam Dineo. Not giving up a hit or a run. He hasn't walked anybody either in an inning and a third. Jalen Lee back up there. He is 0-for-3, but has scored 2 runs. First pitch off speed that drops in there for a called strike. The 0-1 pitch. Off speed once again, but that one misses. Brady Glynn, really just mainly a two-pitch mix, that fastball and the breaking ball that you see from him. That one's popped foul into the stands over there on the left side. So the count 1-2. Brady Glynn gets set, the 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown snags it on a bounce and throws to first in time for the third out of the inning. So a quick inning once again for Brady Glynn. He has come in and picked up 5 outs out of the bullpen and not allowed a single hit. Trappers need to get the bats rolling, down 9-1, the bottom of the eighth coming up here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We're ready to go here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jacob Griffin leading things off. Hyde Stadium. 9-1 our score. The Pilots leading it over your Trappers. First pitch from Lucas. Swung through for strike one. Jackson Lucas, 10 strikeouts in 7 innings pitched. He has just been lights out. An off-speed pitch that misses inside. So the count 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch roped into right center field. That'll get down for a base hit. The second hit of the game for the Trappers. That one hit well on a line. So a runner aboard now here. Now will be Jackson Mix. The runner on first after the leadoff single. Jackson Mix 0 for 2 with a walk, 2 strikeouts. First pitch misses for ball 1. Lucas. The 1-0 pitch, that one's popped up on the infield, ranging out into shallow left field, and he'll actually be all called off out there in left field by Barkenhagen for the second out. So after the pop-up from Jackson Mix, there are now one away. That brings up Tyler Trapphagen. And the pitch, that one missed high. Infield in double play depth. Trappers down to their final 5 outs here in this game. They need 8 runs to try and mount any sort of comeback. That one just missed on a fastball, so the count now 2-0. And the 2-0 pitch, that one missed high. For ball 3. That's right down the Broadway for a strike. Trapphagen now looking for a pitch that he can drive here. 3-1, that one's hit well to right field. Will it be over the head of the right fielder? No, it will not. It will be caught out there near the track. So it was hit well from Trapphagen, but it just hung up there, and that catch was made out in right field. Joey Hayden out there. Now that'll bring up Hunter Brown. He's 0 for 2 with a walk in this game. Was picked off of third to end the sixth inning. First pitch off speed, drops in, taken for a strike. The 0-1 pitch missed high, ball 2, or ball 1 rather, 1-1 the count. And the pitch fouled off. It's the count now. 1-2. 2 outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Trappers down 9-1 here in this one. Offense really been non-existent. Just 2 hits. And the pitch bounced.
for ball two. Lucas has thrown 128 pitches, so it's probably safe to say that he won't come out for the ninth. I wouldn't think, at least. 2-2 pitch, missed outside, ball three. Two outs, full count, payoff pitch, bounce for ball four. So runners on first and second now with two away. That will bring up Will Hoke, runners aboard once again. He grounded out to the pitcher in his last at-bat. But a run scored after a throwing error from the catcher, Collado. Runners on first and second. First pitch to Will Hoke. Hit in the air on foul ground to the left side. Near that bullpen, and Barkenhagen makes the catch while crashing into the fence for the third out of the inning. Will Hoke, you just got a feel for him, you know. He's just been so unlucky. And he took a moment to just stand there in the batter's box and probably just thinking, man, what do I have to do to catch a break? So that will end the eighth inning. The Trappers going to the ninth now. Brady Glenn back out there. They need to do some damage in the bottom of the ninth if they want to try and come back down by eight here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to the Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in Hyde Stadium. Starting off the top of the ninth inning, Brady Glenn, the pitcher, has a first pitch called strike. I think I have my YouTube Live back up and running now. That missed for ball one. So the count 1-1. It's Isaac Becker. 1-1 pitch, off speed, taken there. Brady Glenn. The 2-1 pitch. That one missed, 3-1. You know, just like Sam Dineo, he is also one of those pitch to contact kind of guys. Not going to really blow you away, but tries to get some weak contact, but no contact there as that one misses for ball four, and so that's a leadoff walk. Isaac Becker reaches, and that brings up Micah Barkenhagen, and he has been on fire here in this game. 3-for-4 with three legs of the cycle. He just needs a home run, and he would have the cycle. A triple, a double, and a single. First pitch taken. Off speed. They went back door for strike one. See what Brady Glenn goes with here. A one pitch. Big swing and a miss. He was looking for that home run there, but came up empty. Like maybe a changeup. You think that he's probably aware that he's got three legs of the cycle? Because I would guess that he probably is. And the pitch. And a swing and a miss. So maybe a bit over-aggressive there for Mr. Barkenhagen. And he goes down on strikes for the first out here in the top of the ninth. So that'll bring up Joey Hayden. Switch hitter. Swinging it from the right side here. First pitch squares to bunt, but then goes back, and the throw is way over the head of Will Hoke from the catcher on the snap back. And so Becker will take second easily. I think Carson Trumple might have rushed his throw down to first a little bit, and it sailed pretty considerably over Will Hoke's head. So a runner now in scoring position with one out, top of the ninth. Hayden is 0 for 2 with two RBI in the game as a sacrifice fly. Has an RBI ground out. And the pitch, that's it on the ground to second. Jackson Mix fields it cleanly, takes his time and throws to first for the second out. So two down. Josiah Collado, the catcher. One for three with an RBI. The Pilots really got out to that five-run lead last night before the game was called to a rain delay, as that's called a strike. And they haven't looked back whatsoever since resuming this game in the top of the third. Three runs in the fifth, another run in the seventh. Trappers put up just one run so far. Off speed, breaking ball, called a strike just below the knees. Collado didn't like it too much, but he'll have to step out of the box, choke up here, and battle in an 0-2 count. Trappers wearing the gold jerseys. Pilots still wearing those navy blue. 0-2, and a called strike three. Brady Glenn doing a fun little strut there off the mound. He looked fantastic out of the bullpen here in this game. 2 2/3 innings, no hits, and three strikeouts. So a good job to at least keep this game even continuing. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the ninth. Trappers down 9-1 here. We'll come back for the conclusion of this game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the drgnews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the drgnews.com app.
Welcome back. Bottom of the ninth. The Trappers down to their final three outs in this game. Just two hits, one run scored, and it was on a throwing error from the catcher Josiah Collado. You know, I don't really know if it was a mentality thing coming into today's game, knowing that they were already down 5-0, but it's just been the approach at the plate in this game today from the Trappers has just been, you know, a bit timid, as Logan McKeever said earlier when he was on the broadcast with me. You know, a lot of takes early in the count, getting yourself behind, in either watching strike three go by you or swinging at a pitch that would be a ball. Just, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I'll be interested to hear what Coach Jamie has to say after the game when I catch up with him for a few moments. So once this game is over, we'll have 30 minutes between games, and then we will start that second game. It will be Logan McKeever on the mound for that one. Still waiting to see who the starter will be for the Pilots. That will probably be something that we don't figure out for a while. So Maddox Mueller will lead things off. He is 0-3 with a strikeout. And we have a new pitcher, so that means that Jackson Lucas' day is over. First pitch off speed. That one missed. Trying to figure out who the pitcher is. I don't have them on my roster. Number 17. I think it is a new addition to the team. Counts 1-1. I'll dig into my database here and see what I can find on who this right-hander is for the Pilots. And the 1-1 pitch, that's popped up on the infield. The catcher Collado in foul ground, drifting back and makes the catch. So one out. And the pitcher for the Pilots, not even on their roster on Game Changer. So someone who has not appeared in a game yet this season. Either way, in here trying to close out the game. Carson Trumpold striding in. Trappers down 9-1. Trumpold 0-3 with a strikeout. The team as a whole has struck out 10 times. Everyone but Will Hoke and Jacob Griffin has gone down on strikes at least once. First pitch inside near the knees, and it misses for ball one. Jack Van Camp will pick up the loss here in this game, and Jackson Lucas will get the win. 8 innings, just 2 hits and 1 run, but it wasn't even earned. 1-0 pitch, hit on the ground through the left side, and it gets through for a base hit. So there you go. Third hit of the game for the Trappers. You know, maybe you can use this ninth inning to pick up some momentum and gain some confidence back going in to this next game that will be shortly to follow. Wyatt Owens, thank you very much for the information on the live stream. Jeanette Owens, I assume that one of Wyatt's parents, thank you. I always appreciate the live stream coming through and helping me out with information. So Wyatt Owens, the pitcher for the Pilots, and that one missed for ball one. Andrew Beavers has a runner aboard. 0-3, gone down on strikes twice. Has a 306 batting average coming into today's game. 1-0. That one missed inside. Wyatt Owens trying to close this thing out for the Pilots. Not a save situation. And the pitch bounced. So the count 3-0. So the 3 hits in the game for the Trappers come from Carson Trumpold, Eric Lindberg, and Jacob Griffin, all near the bottom of the lineup. 6, 8, and 9 in the order. 3-0 pitch taken for a strike. So the 1-5 hitters in the lineup today for the Trappers are 0 for 15 combined. 3-1 pitch fouled off, so the count 3-2. So 0 for 15 for the 1 through 5 hitters. The 6 through 9 hitters are 3 for 13. So slightly better. Full count, 3-2. And the pitch. That one hit him on the helmet. Beavers needs a moment, and he's on the ground after taking that one to the back of the helmet. And the helmet flew off as well. He's back on his feet. Seems to be okay, but obviously not happy about getting drilled in the back of the head. He'll slowly walk over to the first base bag, and we'll have time to allow for Andrew Beavers to reorient himself after taking a fastball off the back of the helmet. So Wyatt Owens in there for the Pilots from Mid-Atlantic Christian University. You know, that makes sense. A lot of guys on this Pilots roster from Mid-Atlantic Christian. Four of them in the lineup today. Eric Lindbergh, first pitch, off speed that comes back across for a strike. Trappers down to their final two outs. Trailing 9-1, two base runners aboard. The 0-1 to Lindbergh, that one bounced. Owens gets set. And the 1-1. And that one drilled him on the hip. So back-to-back hit batters from Wyatt Owens. And now base is loaded with just one away. And that brings up Jacob Griffin. One of the three hits in the game. 1-for-2 with a walk. So reach base safely twice. And we have a mound visit now here after those back-to-back hit batters. Coach Matty Hollum. He is a fantastic ambassador for the game of baseball. He's a guy that loves trying to give lessons and advice to players at all levels of baseball, has a passion for it. He's coached in the Ohio Valley League, in the Northwoods League, in the Corn Belt League, the Jayhawk League, you name it. Someone that really has seen the game, and that one missed up and outside to Jacob Griffin for ball one. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the ninth. Trappers down by 8. The 1-0 pitch. That's nubbed off the end of the bat, and it goes through the glove of Owens, and he's not going to have a play anywhere. Looks like Owens might have lost his concentration and just tried to make that play at home before he had the ball in his glove. And so a run scores for the Trappers. That makes it 9-2 here, and maybe a little bit of life now, as we're going to turn this thing back over to the top of the order for Jackson Mix. I can hear a train coming along here at Hyde. I hear it. It's approaching. We've got bases loaded. One out. First pitch to Jackson Mix. Bounced in the dirt. 9-2 the score. Count 1-0. And the pitch. That one missed outside. For ball two. Beavers is on third. Lindbergh on second. And Jacob Griffin on first. 2-0 pitch. That missed outside for ball three. And I think this might be the last batter for Wyatt Owens. Just depends. You know, we have someone out there in the bullpen for the Pilots, and he looks like he is ready to go. It just depends on what Matty Holm decides to do. The 3-0, that missed for ball four. So bases loaded, walk. That makes it 9-3. Trappers clawing back into this one. And we have a mound visit, and I think we are going to have a pitching change. Looks like it. That will be it for Wyatt Owens. And we'll take a quick break and introduce this new relief pitcher. Trapper's base is loaded, one out. Two runs have already scored here in the bottom of the ninth, and it is 9-3 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Our new pitcher for the Pilots, Colin Quandy from Kishwaukee College. That's a fun name. Sounds like the name of about half the cities in Wisconsin, which is where I grew up. Milwaukee, Pewaukee. What's that? Kishwaukee in there. That's where Colin Quandy, the new relief pitcher for the Pilots, is from. The right-hander. He's inheriting himself quite a situation here in the bottom of the ninth. Base is loaded, one out. Tyler Trapphagen at the plate. Trapphagen in his first career game here with the Trappers has a chance to cut even more into this deficit here in the ninth. 9-3 the score. First pitch fastball. The knee is taken for a strike. A little bit of life here for the Trappers. And the 0-1, that one's hit into right field. That will get down for a base hit. One run will score. They're going to hold Jacob Griffin at third. And so that's an RBI single, and it is 9-4. So an RBI single there from Trapphagen, and now that will bring up Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown, bases loaded, one out, bottom of the ninth. Had a quick pick over to first, and they say it was maybe a hidden ball trick, and they say that he tagged Trapphagen at first. And now we're going to have a quick visit out there from the home plate and the field umpire. Oh, boy, this could be interesting. They tried a hidden ball trick, and I think that Jalen Lee is saying that he tagged Tyler Trapphagen over there at first. But it didn't seem like either umpire saw it, so they're having a conversation about it. And they're going to talk with Matty Holm. They're going to talk with Coach Habiger. And oh boy, this would be a huge second out in the inning. So after a conversation, they're going to say that Trapphagen is safe at first. And the first pitch to Hunter Brown, a big swing and a miss. And the 1-0 pitch, or the 0-1 pitch, that one bounced. So the count 1-1 here. And the pitch. There's a called strike. And the 1-2 pitch, fastball, missed outside. Nine to four the score, bases loaded, one out. Hunter Brown, and the pitch, that's roped into left field, and that will be down for a base hit, and one run will score at least. Jackson Mix will round third, and he will score. They're going to send Tyler Trapegg into the plate, the throw, and it is not in time. Hunter Brown slams back into third, and the throw gets away. He will go to third. They're going to wave him around third. The throw in, and it is not in time. You have got to be kidding me. My goodness. You cannot believe what you just saw. That's going to go down as a Little League inside the park home run. And four runs score, and it is now 9-8. That is an unreal sequence. Hunter Brown comes all the way around to score, and so the Trappers, just like that, down by one here. Bit of a rally here in the ninth. Wow. Nobody aboard. Will Hoke at the plate. 9-8 the score. And the pitch. There's a called strike two on an off speed. So the count 0-2, one out, bottom of the ninth. 9-8 the score. That one bounced for ball one. So an unreal sequence here. It was a Little League inside the park home run from Hunter Brown. A couple of errors. And 1-2, that bounced. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelt save lives. So please buckle up every time. Got to buckle up for this one here. And that one is a called strike three.
Now batting for the Trappers, the left fielder number three.
So the Trappers down to their final out here. Down by one, Maddox Mueller. Represents the final chance for the Trappers. And the first pitch misses for ball one. And that missed for ball two. Now two, the 2-0 pitch, that missed for ball three. And there is ball four. The tying run is on first base now for the Trappers here in the bottom of the ninth. We're going to have a mound visit now.
Now, batting for your Trappers, the catcher, Number 28, Carson Trumple. So
it'll be Carson Trumple after a mound visit. And that's going to be it for Colin Quandy. Gets lit up there in the bottom of the ninth coming in. The Trappers have scored 7 runs here in the bottom of the ninth, and they are down by just 1. We'll take a quick break and come back for the conclusion of this exciting game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I have always felt this sense of community from Fort Pierre, from Pierre, South Dakota, Central South Dakota especially, and I couldn't be more grateful for that.
Sam Oscarello, one of the very best Stanley County Buffaloes ever. Hear from her and her life in basketball on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back in Hyde Stadium. 9-8 the score. The tying run is on first base. We have quite a finish. We got a new pitcher on the mound for the Pilots, so that means that Colin Quandy's day is over after just a third of an inning. 2 hits, a run, 4 earned runs go to Wyatt Owens. We had just a strange sequence after an inside-the-park Little League grand slam from Hunter Brown. That has gotten us to where we are now. 9-8 the score. And so our new pitcher here for the Pilots, Isaac Becker, the designated hitter. Trappers down to their final out. And Tynan Shahidi will pinch hit here as the final chance. He's pinch hitting for Carson Trumple. Maddox Mueller, a lot of speed on the bases. Isaac Becker. First pitch, missed high. And as a reminder as well, if the Trappers are able to tie this game, it will be a home run derby to decide it rather than extra innings. The 1-0 pitch, there's a called strike. Trappers down to their final out here in this one. 9-8 the score. 7 runs have scored in the bottom of the ninth. Maddox Mueller is the tying run. Tynan Shahidi is the winning run. The 1-1 pitch, missed high, ball 2. Andrew Beavers is on deck. Wind blowing straight out to center field. The 2-1 pitch, that missed for ball 3. Just a completely different Trappers team in this ninth inning as compared to the rest of the game. The offense was flat, and I mean flat, flat, up until this ninth inning, where they have just suddenly sparked. The 3-1 pitch, missed high for ball 4. The tying run is in scoring position, and the winning run is at first base. And we are going to have a pinch hitter. It will be Trevor Seagraves. Trevor Seagraves in a big opportunity here. Tying run in scoring position there at second base. And he has a lot of speed, so anything that gets down in the outfield, I would have to assume they will send him around and try to score. Trevor Seagraves, his first at-bat of this game in the biggest spot. A 191 average this year, but he has 29 quality at-bats, which is the third most on the team, and 15 hard-hit balls. So he puts it in play, and that missed high. So the count 1-0. Seagraves 0 for his last 18 at the plate. This would be a great time to end it. The 1-0 missed up at the letters for ball two. This Pilots bullpen has just fallen apart here in the ninth inning. It was a fantastic start on the mound from Jackson Lucas. And that missed high as well for ball three. All of them have missed upstairs. And the count 3-0. This could be a four-pitch walk that would load the bases and put the tying run on third. Of course, we still have another pitch to go until we're there. The 3-0. And there's a called strike one. Trevor Seagraves thought it was ball four. He flipped the bat and was already jogging to first. Instead, it's a called strike. Isaac Becker designated hitting in this game. And he is in to try and close this out. The Trappers have pulled off an improbable comeback here in the bottom of the ninth. And Trevor Seagraves will call time and step out. First and second. Two outs. Trappers down to their final out. The 3-1 pitch. And that one actually does miss for ball four. A five-pitch walk. Now base is loaded, and we have another mound visit from Matty Holum. And it looks like we are going to have another pitching change. So Isaac Becker is done. We're going to have our fourth pitcher of the inning. It will be Jason Lee, the first baseman. We'll take a quick break and come back here after another pitching change on the voice of the Trappers. 9-8 the score. Trappers, that tying run on third base and the winning run on second on River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We have another pitching change here in the bottom of the ninth. Jalen Lee, the first baseman, he swings it from the left side but throws it from the right. Matty Holum just doing anything he can to try and hold on to this lead. It sat at 9-1 before this bottom of the ninth started, but here in the ninth inning, the Trappers have scored 7 runs. It was a couple of base hits and then some walks and some errors. The most costly error being on a couple of throwing errors when Hunter Brown had a Little League inside the park grand slam. Garrett Arnold is pinch hitting here. He takes the first pitch for ball one. Garrett Arnold pinch hitting for Eric Lindberg. Team on their feet. There's a called strike at the knees. So the count 1-1. Trappers down to their final out. But it is 9-8 here in this game. Maddox Mueller represents the tying run at third base. The 1-1 pitch to Arnold and a base hit into center field. One run will score. They're going to send Shahidi around third. The throw home and it is in time. We have a tie game after 9 innings.
unbelievable. So it was a base hit from Garrett Arnold that tied the game. And we've got some tensions now here. We might have the benches clearing. We've got some tensions running high. Garrett Arnold not happy. Maybe feeling like Shahidi was obstructed from trying to score there. Maybe the catcher trying to obstruct them. And I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I really don't have any words. And so now, finally, for the first time in the history of the Expedition League, we are about to have a home run derby to decide this game. So here's how this is going to work. Each team is going to pick three batters who will try to hit as many home runs as they can, and I believe it is five swings that they each get. Anthony Barraza will be one of them, without a doubt. I bet Jacob Griffin will be one. This is just unbelievable. The Trappers scored 8 runs in the bottom of the ninth to tie it at 9. And it was an RBI single from Garrett Arnold that scored that tying run with 2 outs. And Tynan Shahidi represented the winning run, but he was thrown out at the plate. So this entire game, you know, it just been seriously crazy. This game started yesterday, and it was rained out in the top of the third inning. We came back today. The Trappers' offense looked insanely flat, looked like they had no life whatsoever. They were down 9-1 going into the ninth inning, and then 8 runs in the bottom of the ninth, including a huge 2-out base hit from Garrett Arnold to tie this game. And now we're going to have the first ever home run derby in the history of this league. So each team will have 3 batters to see how this is going to work. We're setting it up right now. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. This game started at 5:05. It's going to be a late night for baseball. This is just game one of a doubleheader. Emotions are high. The stakes are high. Let's listen to John Hunt here talk about the rules here.
We'll go back and forth, 3 hitters each. If it's still tied at the end of the 3 hitters, then it will be 1 hit at a time, kind of like a hockey shootout. Each hitter will get 5 pitches. Same thing will happen until one team wins the home run derby and the ball game. You guys got him just in time for the second game one. The Trappers were down 9-1.
All right, so that's pretty much it for the rules. 3 batters each, 5 swings to see which team can hit the most home runs. 9-9 our score. And this is the first time that I have ever seen this. The first time in the league's history that we have had a home run derby tiebreaker. A rule that was just implemented this season, as well as some other changes that we have seen as well coming into this year. But this is probably the biggest one, and we were just talking a couple of days ago. You know, it's really strange we hadn't seen a home run derby swing off yet. Well, here we go. We've got one. And the Trappers right now, it feels like they hold all of the momentum. The team is excited. They're showing emotion. The Pilots just blew a huge lead. And so it'll be Jalen Lee of the Pilots who will swing it first
here in this home run derby swing-off. You can have anyone you want throw it. Jalen Lee will do it first. Jalen Lee leads the team in hits. Leads the team in extra base hits as well, the most RBI, so a pretty obvious choice. In the first pitch, he won't swing at that one. So we'll go till we have a swing here. There's a swing, and it's nubbed into shallow center field. So there's one out. And there's another swing, and that one's just going to be roped through the right side. So not a home run. Another swing in the same spot. So there's three. And that one's hit well to right field, but again, not a home run. So there is four. Jared Kirkman is the pitcher for the Pilots here. Jalen Lee, just one more swing. And if he cannot hit a home run here, we'll go over to the other side of things. Just waiting for his pitch in his home run derby swing-off. And that one's popped up, so no home runs for Jalen Lee. It will be Tynan Shahidi now. He's going to get thrown some BP from Jamie Habiger, the Trappers coach. Jamie is the one who pretty much throws BP to the team every day. So he is an expert. Tynan Shahidi, the first one here. He'll have five swings to try and do it. The home crowd getting pumped up. The Trappers getting them on their feet. Jamie Habiger will throw. Shahidi will swing. We're waiting for, I think, to get some feelers out there. No catcher. Yeah, so we now have Carson Trumphold will do it. First pitch, Shahidi pops into the outfield, so there's one swing. And there's another one into the outfield that will just settle down there in left, and that bounces to the warning track, but is not out of here. That's hit well to left field. Will that get out? It will not. We'll bounce to the track once again. So three good swings for Shahidi. Just missed home runs on these last two. See if he can get one out of here. Turns that one to left field. Is that one out of here? And it is not. Oh, man, that was close. And that one's turned on and just will harmlessly settle down into left. So we are through a batter apiece. And no home runs quite yet. So it is still 0-0 in the home run category. Again, two more batters for each team to decide if they can get this thing settled here in the home run derby swing-off. Jared Kirkman again is going to throw it. And it's Isaac Becker. The DH, Isaac Becker, he came into pitch there in that ninth inning. There's a good swing out to the deep left center, and that one will bounce before the track as well. Hit that one to the wrong part of the yard, the deepest part of the yard. That's hit well out to deep left. Will that get out of here? It will not. Each team's still looking for their first home run here in this derby swing-off. That's hit well to deep left field. That will probably get out of here. And there's a home run off the tin roof of the Boys and Girls Club. So one home run for the Pilots here. And that's going to be lined into left field. So Becker will step out here. He's got one more swing to go. He hit one of them out of here. So the Trappers at least need to hit one in these next two batters. Trying to keep this thing going. Becker waiting for his pitch here. And that one's popped up. So that'll do it for Isaac Becker, but he hits a home run and gets the Pilots on the board. And so now Maddox Mueller will come up to swing it.
Again, a home run derby swing-off we've got going here at Hyde Stadium. Rather than extra innings, it's a swing-off. The Pilots have one home run. The Trappers here looking to get back on the board with it. Maddox Mueller, Anthony Barraza will be the next Trapper. Jamie Haviger still pitching. Mueller, there's a swing and lines it to left, but that will not be quite close to being out of here. Looking for his pitch to drive. Chop that one on the ground, foul. You don't want to overswing here, and that one is popped foul as well. And that's hit hard on the ground. So Maddox has got one more out to work with here. Otherwise, the pressure will all be down to Anthony Barraza. We'll see if they can give Maddox his pitch here. You don't want to overswing either, you know. You don't want to. You just want to have it within your own power. Maddox has hit a home run this year. That's hit high into left field, but that will settle and not get down. So there is five outs for Maddox Mueller. And that won't do the job there. So it'll be Josh Simon that will swing it now for the Pilots. And then Anthony Barraza awaits for the Trappers, and he will be the last chance for your Trappers in this home run at Derby swing-off. And when he comes up, he will have to hit at least one home run. Depends if Josh Simon can hit any. Swings it from the left side. That one's hit well to right center field, but I do not think that will get out of here. It will not. That'll bounce on the track, and that'll just be a harmless line drive. So there's two outs, so three more for Josh Simon, a starting pitcher for these Pilots, as well as pretty solid hitter. Has a lot of power, a big frame. That's crushed to right field, but on a line, so that won't get out of here either. So three outs, two more for Simon. And that's just going to be hit on the ground once again. He's got one more swing, one more out. And there it is into center field, but that will fall. So it all rests on the shoulders and on the wooden bat of Anthony Barraza here. The Trappers trailing in this home run derby swing off, 1-0. It was a home run from Isaac Becker. Barraza's the last hope. He has five outs to try and hit one of them out of here to extend this home run derby swing off. You can be as selective as you want to be. Crushed that one foul down the left field line. Would have had the distance, but could not keep it fair. Hit that one well also, but it's on the ground. So three more outs for Barraza. He hit a home run against the Saberdogs just a couple nights ago. Another one hit on a line, so now two more outs for Barraza. He'll step out quick, readjust the gloves. Take a deep breath and stand back in. We'll see if Barraza can do it here. Hits that one high into left field. Will the wind carry it out of here? No, it will drop. So now Barraza, one last chance for the Trappers. He has one out left. If he can't hit it out of here, the Pilots will win it. If he can't hit it out, the Pilots win. If he can hit one out, it will tie it at 1-1 in this home run derby swing off. Crushed to left field, but on a line, and it will not get out of here. So the Pilots win the first home run derby swing off in Expedition League history, and they come up with the victory. So the Trappers unable to hit one out during that swing off.
And so the home run off the bat of Isaac Becker in this swing off is enough for the Pilots, and they win it here. It was 9-9 after nine innings. But that one home run there in the swing off decides things for the Pilots. Quite a game, quite a performance, completely unexpected after what things looked like going into the bottom of the ninth. The Trappers able to get it to this point, but then fall just short in that home run derby swing off. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I'll have Coach Jamie Habiger on here with me, and it'll be a quick post game as we have another game to do after this one. We've got a nine-inning game still, so it's going to be a late night for baseball. We'll come back here for the quick post game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win four tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
I'm here on the Trapper Wrap postgame, a quick postgame, just an interview today here for this postgame with Trappers coach Jamie Happier. Coach, how do you even try to process what just happened here in these last 30 minutes?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't try to process that. I think I try to process the
third, fourth, fifth, sixth inning where we just went down looking and didn't really break out the bats till the end. And, you know, once that Jackson got out of there for the Pilots, we took advantage of some walks. But we had some tough approaches today. But nice to come back. You know, I told Tynan before that play that I'm sending him no matter what. So yeah, it was a little shallower than I thought. But you know what? If it one bobble or one drop, and we win it. So
right. So do you think it was just a confidence thing for the team getting Jackson Lucas, their starter, out of there, and they just flipped the switch?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little bit of confidence, you know, getting guys on there. So I think a couple good hits. You know, I was subbing in and out there in the last inning just to get some contact hitters in because that number nine was throwing hard. So I wanted to get a couple fastball hitters in there. But
yeah,
I think the confidence started from being down 5-0 coming into the game. We didn't have a lot of fire coming into the game. We didn't really have fire until the ninth inning.
And so what did you think of the first ever home run derby swing off here?
Good for them. They won it with one swing. You know, our guys hit them out in BP every day, yeah, and I think the nerve got to some of these guys a little bit, but it's all right. I mean, we had the momentum, you know, so if we go another inning, maybe put a guy on second base, we got the momentum going, and Brady was throwing well. So it was all right. I don't mind it.
Yeah. We'll see if the guys can carry this momentum here into the second game. So we'll let you get back to making the lineup, getting something to eat, because we're going to have a quick turnaround here. So thanks for joining me, Coach.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go Traps.
All right, so that will be it for this quick post-game, Trapper Rat post-game. And I will sign off for now. Our second game will start in a little over 20, 25 minutes or so. Give the team time to re-prep the field and eat something. So Ryan Breeden here signing off for now, and I will see you guys again in not too long for game two.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.